Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Wisdom's Vindication and is found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 through 19. A simple definition of vindication is to be cleared of blame or accusations. It means to provide proof that someone or something was wrong about what was alleged or against someone or something. The lesson backdrop begins with some people sent from John the Baptist to ask Jesus if he is the one, meaning the Christ or Messiah. Jesus didn't answer the question directly, but provided some proofs and told them to make up their own minds. As they were leaving, Jesus asked those who were with him, what did they think about John the Baptist? Regardless of what they thought they were going to see, Jesus said he was a prophet and then some. Among those born of women, Jesus said no one was greater. Jesus' reasons for stating this concerning John the Baptist is not obvious or clear. But one can look on the life of John the Baptist and consider his mission, the way he carried out his mission, and what he sacrificed and suffered for his mission, and the righteousness, and conclude that all these things taken together were the reason for Jesus making such a claim about him. Nevertheless, Jesus goes on to say that whoever is in the kingdom of God is greater than John. This is because regardless of what a person does or accomplishes, or how well they may do it, life's ultimate purpose is to receive salvation or enter into the kingdom of God. So then, anyone in the kingdom is greater than the greatest of anyone outside the kingdom. The violence Jesus mentions refers to the zeal and enthusiasm people are rushing to hear the news of the gospel, beginning with John and continuing with him. Jesus declares that all the law and the prophets pointed to the ministry of John, to him, and the gospel he was bringing. In other words, John's ministry was the beginning of the fulfillment of what the law and the prophets were pointing to and talking about. Part of the greatness of John was that he was a prophet fulfilling a prophecy, if they would believe it. Jesus said that John was the fulfillment of the prophecy of the prophet Elijah returning to proclaim and make ready for the coming of the Lord. Finally, Jesus closes this episode with a nod to wisdom. He said, in essence, that wisdom is vindicated by the results, what he refers to as her children. He said some call John a crazy person, and some call him a sinner or drunk. But wisdom knows the difference. He said the people in this generation are like those who keep calling the righteous to mourn and dance with them. But the righteous will not dance to their music, nor have sympathy for their cause. Though John and Jesus may have been accused or said to be something they were not, the wisdom of the wise clears or vindicates them of all the false charges and beliefs others had about them, and those who wouldn't dance and mourn along with the children of unbelief. These are they which are justified by wisdom, because they are able to discern, recognize, and obey the truth. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you are invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m., live and interactive, through our website. If you have any comments or questions, please be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.